You're listening to Work in Progress. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators, educators, and decision-makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges. 110 is a coalition of leading corporate executives who are committed to upskilling hiring and advancing 1 million Black Americans over the next 10 years. Joining me to discuss the initiative is Maurice Jones, the CEO of 110. Maurice, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So Maurice, why don't you tell us a little bit about 110?
We are a coalition of now 53 companies from all over the country committed to hiring and advancing a million Black talent who don't yet have four-year degrees into family-sustaining careers over the next 10 years. So what that means is companies are putting jobs on the table, first and foremost, for the purposes of this 110 journey. And those jobs, just to break them down, are jobs that have to pay a living wage. We use the MIT living wage calculator to determine what that is in various metropolitan areas across the country. Secondly, the jobs cannot require a four-year degree for one to be competitive. Thirdly, the jobs have to have a low risk of automation. So they're going to be around. And then lastly, the jobs cannot require more than 5 years of experience from the prospect in order for that candidate to be competitive. Any jobs that have those four characteristics are jobs that we're committing for this journey.
Have you identified any of those jobs, any areas in which people might be looking and where you're concentrating?
Sure. I mean, those jobs are in IT, those jobs are in HR, those jobs are in finance, those jobs are in manufacturing, those jobs are across the board. Sales is another area. The beautiful thing about this is there's no one occupation that has a monopoly over jobs with these characteristics. And that's part of the point we're trying to make here is let's put quality jobs on the table and let's do it across industries and across job occupations. The second piece of this, by the way, is that the companies are, in addition to putting those jobs on the table that are already meeting these characteristics, they are looking at all of their jobs and they are removing the invisible and visible barriers to access to those jobs for the folks we're talking about. And the main component of that is removing that four-year degree requirement where it's not really related to doing the job. Moving in essence to a skills-based hiring and advancing paradigm. That's a real big piece of this. The third piece of this I was going to mention that the companies are committing to is to become a community of practice, in which they are learning from one another, sharing with one another, pushing one another, holding one another accountable, and collectively taking action. And that's with respect to how to be great at skills first hire, how to use apprenticeships, for example, as a vehicle for skilling and developing and hiring more diverse talent, how to create career pathways for individuals coming into your enterprise as opposed to the risk of dead-end jobs, how to really do well with respect to upskilling and reskilling. Those are the kinds of things that we are attempting to scale and perfect within this community of practice to impact the members of the 110 Coalition and the corporate community more generally.
Statistics that are on your website caught my attention that about 75% of Black job seekers between the ages of 18 and 50 don't have that four-year degree, but 61% of middle-skill jobs, those jobs that you were just talking about in IT, healthcare tech, require that college degree. So that really truly is a barrier.
If you look at the job market today, and you look at jobs that pay $60,000 and above, 79% of those jobs across the country today on paper require a four-year degree. If you look at jobs that pay $40,000 and above, 71% of those on paper require a four-year degree. And yet, if you look at the workforce across the country, 66% of the workforce does not have a four-year degree, and 76% of Black talent does not have a four-year degree. So yes, this is a major barrier to folks catapulting into the middle class. And so this is why we are focused on this. This is an area that we definitely have to attack in order to make a more perfect union.
When you talk to these corporate leaders, has there been any discussion on why they have been required in the past and if there is value in a four-year degree at all?
There are some jobs that absolutely require four-year degrees, absolutely require master's degrees, absolutely in some cases require PhDs. The challenge is we have become, as a country, a credentials-based economy, right? A credentials-based political economy. And the corporate community adopted that just like the rest of us. Think about what the country has been doing and saying for the last generation. Hey, got to get that four-year degree, got to get that four-year degree, got to get that four-year degree. And not recognizing that, no, we need multiple pathways for folks to achieve the American dream. The four-year degree is one, but it's not one that's feasible or practical for everybody because of cost, because of life journey, because of other responsibilities. And it may be one that people get over the course of a lifetime and not necessarily have it by 21. This is a self-inflicted wound, but it's a self-inflicted wound that we as a society have imposed on ourselves. So the corporate community reflects the country at large. And this notion of the four-year degree being the ticket to the American dream is something that we embraced across the board. And we are seeing the consequences of it, certainly with respect to the incredible inequities and disparities in wealth and health and power that you see in our country today.
That's a really good point too, that we like to make at Working Nation, is that everybody's life is different. You may be able to go to a four-year school right after college, but you may have other life responsibilities that keep you from doing that. And you may not be able to go there until you're 25 or 30 or 40. The idea that you have to be able to get this middle-class life is one that I agree with you is totally antiquated, and it's time to rethink it. And I think a lot of people are, including, as you're saying, your group.
I think that's right. You know, the American promise is no matter where you start, you can be president one day, right? No matter where you start. That's the American promise. And if we say, well, actually, let's put a little caveat in it. You have to go through a four-year degree and you got to do it before you're 21. No, that's not what we are about. That's not who we are. That's not who we were promising to be. And somehow, somewhere, you know, we started creating one pathway to success. And so what you see us doing now is you see us saying, no, that's not right. There should be multiple pathways to the dream that you have. This corporate coalition is coming together and saying, yep, and we're going to do everything that we can to ensure there are multiple pathways. That's what attracted me to this coalition.
Has there been any practical ideas put into place yet? Are you still forming those? Because I know you're fairly new.
We are, though We've got companies in the coalition who have been perfecting skills first hiring for years, right? We've got companies like Accenture who 4 years ago had over 80% of their jobs requiring a four-year degree. And through hard work, starting with the leadership of the CEO and the CHROs and hiring managers and others, today they're at 48%. 48% of their jobs. This is one of the global brands in professional services. We are building on progress that companies actually have had. And what we're now trying to do is to scale it, is to make it pervasive and to come bring together the power of this coalition to do so.
I think part of what you're saying too is it's about advancing in career. So it's one thing to get people in the door, but there has to be ways to advance that talent as well, grow, retain, promote.
That's right. Hiring is only one component. Once one is hired, you want, first of all, continued skilling and upskilling and reskilling. You want sponsorship. You want mentorship. You want promotions. You want a climate in which folks feel like they belong and feel like you believe in them. That is work to be done and work that this coalition is coming together to do.
I see that YearUp has been named talent developer for 110. How are you guys working together? How are they helping this cause?
What we're building is an ecosystem that starts with those jobs translated into skills that we talked about. And that is sending a signal to the talent developers component of this ecosystem to say, here are the skills in demand. Here is what you should be aligning your offerings to do. And so a YearUp is an example of a talent developer who can take those skill demands and translate them into talent development, boot camps and courses and certifications and license preparation for the talent. So they are the folks helping to prepare talent to be hired, imparting these skills that are in demand by the employer.
You know, I saw something you had said previously about it also starts with the employers, the way they identify jobs, the way they list what they are looking for. So it goes back to that skills-based hiring, because if jobs are just listed as IT worker, if you don't know what you're expected to do, you can't find that pathway. So
that's right.
Are you working with these same organizations, these corporate organizations, to change that?
Yes, that's part of what we are attempting to work with businesses to do, which is to take position descriptions and change them from prerequisite four-year degree into here are specific skills in computer technology that you need in order to do this job, right? Here are the frameworks or the programs that you really need to know and to master. That's the whole idea behind the skills first approach, is to really detail what you're looking for.
The other thing you also said that I thought was interesting is this is not just about Black Americans. This is about all Americans, that this idea of the skills-based hiring benefits everyone.
Absolutely. So look, we know that fixing this issue for Black talent will fix this issue for all talent. Honestly, that's the American journey. But to the point that I made earlier, yes, 76% of Black talent do not yet have four-year degrees, and 66% of all talent do not yet have four-year degrees. We know that if we make the workplace one that is more equitable and inclusive of Black talent with four-year degrees, without four-year degrees, we're going to impact other talent without four-year degrees, and we're going to benefit promotions and retentions of people of color with four-year degrees, because we will be making the workplace one that is more equitable and inclusive. And so, yeah, our theory of change is we fix it for this cohort, we will be making the workplace more inclusive for all cohorts. That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about Maurice Jones. What is your background and how did that attract you to this project?
So look, I'm a country boy who was raised by grandparents in a town of 1,200 people in rural Virginia on a tobacco farm. And my grandfather was born in 1914, was able to attend school for 6 years in a barn. And then because he was a little colored child, as the country referred to us then, he did not have the opportunity to go beyond that. My grandmother lived in quote unquote town and was able to walk to school, to the segregated colored school, and she graduated from high school in 11 years. Those two individuals, neither of whom had a four-year degree or an opportunity to pursue a four-year degree because of their color, they transformed my life. They didn't transform my life because of my color, but they didn't have the opportunities because of their color. And so, you know, that's where this comes from for me to work on 110 is in essence another way that I can say thank you to my grandparents, another way that I can work on behalf of or try to be of service to folks who were like my grandparents. I grew up with a lot of talent around me, And at the end of the day, I was lucky enough to get a scholarship, and that enabled me to go on to college. There were a lot of folks who weren't as lucky, and they were not able to afford college and thus didn't go, but they were smarter than I was. They had more talent than I did. And frankly, the country missed their genius because they had only one path that they could pursue in order to fully contribute this genius. And when that four-year path was cut off, it cut off the ability for us to benefit from them. So this, I know, is about unlocking the genius that the country continues to leave on the sideline, and thus we're not as great as we could be without them, or with them, I should say.
You know, we talked about this previously. I totally relate to that because I grew up, my parents were farmers as well in Arkansas, and the opportunity wasn't there. My dad was a really smart guy and didn't get a chance to go to college because he didn't have the money, the same thing. I always believe exactly as you say that there's talent everywhere and we just have to be able to bring it into our workforce. And organizations like yours, I applaud it because it's opening up those doors that we've kept closed for a long time.
Well, I thank you. And I will tell you, I've been to the East, I've been to the West, I've been in small towns, I've been in big cities, I've been in big metropolitan areas and little communities. There's genius everywhere. What's not present everywhere is opportunity. We are all adversely impacted by this very imbalanced distribution of opportunity. And so what this movement of 110 is all about is attempting to make the opportunity for a family-sustaining job one that is open to all.
You have a big rollout coming up in July, just next month. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
We do, and we're excited about it. We are launching our technology platform in the month of July. By the end of the month of July, we will have 50 plus companies on this technology platform. And we'll have at least a dozen, if not more, talent developers like Europe and community college programs on the tech platform, and we'll have Black talent on the tech platform. And what it does, what it will do, is essentially the employers, we will be able to post jobs on that platform, jobs translated into skills. Talent developers will see those jobs and those skills, and will be able to also on that platform list the programs that they have that align with imparting those skills that are in demand, that the employers are posting jobs for. And talent, Black talent, will be able to go up on the platform, create their own skills profile that will be digital on the tech platform, and find jobs that they're interested in, find talent developers who can help them close the gaps in their skills and compete for those jobs. We will have that ecosystem all online serving the entire country in July. And that's part of how we scale what is right now a pretty fragmented system.
If someone wanted to take advantage of that platform, how do they find it?
If they go up on the 110.org website, just Google 110.org, we will take you to the portal in July. So that's what I would tell you to do.
Okay, we're going to post that on our website as well, and we will share it when it is live.
Thank you.
So, Maurice, thank you very much for joining me for Work in Progress. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Nice to be with you.
We've been speaking with Maurice Jones, CEO of 110. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, editor-in-chief of Working Nation. Thank you for listening.